Welcome back to On the Job, Unveiling Emotional Support. I'm your host, Eric Sands, and today in episode 13, we're focusing on the role of a chaplain in addressing mental health in the workplace. We're joined by Elizabeth Green, a seasoned workplace chaplain with extensive experience in supporting mental health initiatives in various corporate settings. Elizabeth, it's wonderful to have you on the show.
I'm glad to be here and discuss this vital aspect of workplace wellness.
Elizabeth, let's begin with an overview. Can you explain to our listeners what role a chaplain plays in addressing mental health at work?
Certainly. A workplace chaplain is often a frontline resource for employees dealing with mental health issues. While we don't replace mental health professionals, we provide an initial touchpoint for support. This includes listening empathetically to employees' concerns, offering guidance, and sometimes identifying issues that may need further professional attention. We also work to destigmatize mental health discussions, encouraging an open and supportive dialogue.
That's an important role. What are some common mental health issues you encounter in the workplace?
The spectrum is quite broad. It ranges from stress and burnout, anxiety and depression, to coping with life transitions and personal crises. The workplace can sometimes amplify these issues, especially in high-pressure environments.
Understanding that, how do you approach these sensitive conversations, ensuring employees feel comfortable and supported?
Creating a safe and confidential space is key. It's important that employees feel they can share their struggles without fear of judgment or repercussions. My approach is to listen first, validate their feelings, and then gently guide the conversation towards potential steps or solutions, which may include referring them to specialized mental health resources.
It sounds like trust and confidentiality are crucial. Can you share an example, without revealing specifics, of how you've helped an employee navigate a mental health challenge?
There was an instance where an employee was struggling with severe anxiety, affecting their work performance and personal life. Through our conversations, it became clear they needed professional help. I provided resources and encouraged them to seek therapy. Over time, and with professional support, they were able to manage their anxiety and improve their overall well-being.
That's a great outcome. Elizabeth, what do you think are some misconceptions about chaplains' role in addressing mental health at work?
A common misconception is that chaplains are there only for spiritual guidance. While that is part of what we offer, our role encompasses much more. We're trained to support emotional and mental well-being in various forms. Another misconception is that talking to a chaplain is akin to admitting weakness. On the contrary, it's a step towards strength and resilience.
That's an important point to emphasize. As we wrap up, what advice would you give to someone who might be hesitant to approach a workplace chaplain for mental health support?
I would encourage them to take that first step. It's okay to not be okay, and seeking support is a sign of courage, not weakness. Remember, chaplains are here to support you in a confidential, non-judgmental way. Your mental health is just as important as your physical health.
Thank you, Elizabeth, for sharing your insights and experiences with us. Your expertise in this area is invaluable. To our listeners, remember, mental health in the workplace is an important issue, and chaplains can be a valuable resource in addressing it. Don't hesitate to reach out for support. But before we conclude, Elizabeth, could you expand a bit more on how chaplains collaborate with other mental health resources within an organization?
Of course. Collaboration is key in providing comprehensive mental health support. As chaplains, we often work alongside HR departments, employee assistance programs, EAPs, and sometimes external mental health professionals. For instance, if an employee needs more specialized help than we can provide, we refer them to the appropriate resources while continuing to offer support in any way we can.
That sounds like a holistic approach. How do you see this collaboration evolving in the future?
I believe there will be an even greater integration of chaplaincy into the broader mental health and wellness initiatives within organizations. As awareness of mental health in the workplace grows, the role of chaplains will likely expand to include more proactive measures, such as regular mental health workshops, stress management sessions, and even participation in creating healthier workplace policies.
That's an interesting perspective. Finally, Elizabeth, what message would you like to leave our listeners with regarding the role of chaplains in supporting mental health at work?
I'd like our listeners to know that workplace chaplains are a unique and valuable resource. We're here to support you in a holistic way, considering not just your mental health, but your overall well-being. Whether you're facing a challenging time or just need someone to talk to, don't hesitate to reach out to your workplace chaplain. We're here to help build a healthier, more supportive workplace for everyone.
Thank you again, Elizabeth, for your time and the important work you do. And thank you to our listeners for joining us on this episode of On the Job, Unveiling Emotional Support. Remember, taking care of your mental health is crucial, and support is available in many forms, including through workplace chaplains. Take care of yourselves and each other, and don't forget to reach out when you need support. Until next time.